It's time to Ask the Expert on ESPN 700. Ask the Expert is brought to you by Intermountain Healthcare Sports Medicine. Now let's get some insight on sports injuries and treatment with Bill and OC on Utah's number one sports talk, ESPN 700.
We will indeed ask the expert in this segment, Aaron Swalberg, Tosh physical therapist, joining us right now. We've got a bunch of NFL injuries and some injuries to the Utah Jazz. We want to get Aaron's thoughts on. Aaron, how are you?
Great. How are you?
Doing great. Let's start first with the Jazz. Derek Favors, guy that was playing at an all-star level for the first 2 months of the season, has been battling to stay in the lineup recently because he's been dealing with back spasms. I don't know what exactly would be the everybody's had them, but I've never had chronic back spasms, but it's been enough that have kept him out of the lineup. I mean, what do you do if you're a physical therapist for a professional sports team or if somebody came to you with chronic back spasms? What's causing it? How do you treat it?
Yeah, you know, we see this all the time, and to be honest with you, most of the time we don't have an exact cause, so we don't know what the pain generator is. Most of the time, there's a number of things that might show up on an MRI or something, but we often don't know exactly the cause. And so every patient has to be treated a little bit differently. If we can catch it early, there are things we can do to reduce the recurrence rates. And I think that's what he's doing right now is just trying not to have this ongoing problem for the rest of his career. So he's giving it some time to really rehab. I doubt he's lying around doing nothing. I guarantee they are working him day and night trying to get this thing better.
Hey, what kind of time frame do you usually take for something like this when you have an injury? Is rest often just the solution to this, or is applying medical science to it? Is that something that can definitely help, or is there different ways to approach it?
There's different ways to approach it, but rest, historically, rest has been thought to be the best treatment for back pain until we started to realize that those who were not resting were actually getting better than those that were resting. And so usually the best advice is to stay active, to keep moving. If it's something where there are symptoms going into your legs or you're having, weakness, those type of things, you need to get into someone sooner than later. And for acute episodes like he's experiencing, getting in quicker can often reduce the how severe it gets or the recurrence rate of these spasms.
Aaron Swalberg with us, Tosh physical therapist. The NFL playoffs in full swing, and when you talk about football in this time of year, nobody's been healthy, Aaron, since August. Everybody's battling bumps and bruises and everything else, but there's a couple of players that suffered injuries last week who are advancing on to play. We'll start with the Steelers. Ben Roethlisberger is as tough as they come. I mean, goodness gracious, the guy plays injured all the time, came out and finished the Cincinnati game. He's reportedly got a sprained AC joint and torn ligaments in his throwing shoulder. That I don't know how you play quarterback with a sprained AC joint and torn ligaments in your throwing shoulder, but they're going to try and get him ready for this week's game. If you're a physical therapist for the Pittsburgh Steelers, what are you doing for Ben to relieve some of the pain and trying to get him ready to play?
Yeah, I'm doing everything I can given the circumstances. But some injuries you can play through. Others, it's not a great idea. You know, we often have athletes come in who are at the state tournaments coming up or some big tournament, and oftentimes we can do things to get them into that. But most of the time, they've got to take the appropriate time to let it heal so that it doesn't become a chronic issue, especially with someone like a quarterback.
Yeah, but you're in the playoffs here, and it's Absolutely. Do or die, and you're later in your career. You may not be able to get back to this point in time, so he may try to go. Kansas City's got a wide receiver named Jeremy Maclin, who is key to everything Alex Smith and the Chiefs want to do. They thought initially it was a knee injury. Now they're saying it's a high ankle sprain, but a mild high ankle sprain. That's really getting specific with the high ankle sprain. Well, how do you treat something like that? Is that a lot of ice, a lot of stem? What are you doing with the ankle sprain?
You bet. High ankle sprains are tough. They take a lot longer to heal than your typical ankle sprain. They're a lot harder to diagnose right off the bat. They can get just, like in his situation, they can get kind of confusing. Is it a knee injury? Is it an ankle injury? What's going on? And a high ankle sprain is really not so much in the ankle as it is in the bones, the tibia and the fibula, which are the two bones in the lower leg. There's tissue connecting those bones together, and they're held together by ligaments. And so it's a challenge to both properly diagnose and to treat because it takes longer.
You're not seeing a lot of professional football players at Tosh because, well, we don't have an NFL team here. But you see a lot of weekend warriors, a lot of guys like me who pull their quad or pull their hamstring or something on a regular basis.
Shoveling snow.
They hurt their backs, whatever it might be. How do people find you, Aaron, and your coworkers if they want to come in and have themselves checked out or have themselves worked on?
You bet. We have a couple different ways you can get in to see us. We have our physical therapy program where you can call area code 801-314-4040. We also have a free injury assessment program. So this is for those athletes who get injured. They don't quite know if they need to see a physician or to see a physical therapist. We can set them up with one of our trainers or one of our therapists and do just a quick assessment to kind of help them get going in the right direction. If you're having back and neck problems, we also have the back and neck center here at Tosh, where you can get in fairly quick and get a injury assessment and also see what direction you need to go. So again, the telephone number 801-314-4040, and we can get you going in the right direction.
Aaron, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
You bet. Thank you.
Thanks,
Aaron Swalberg with Tosh Physical Therapy with us here.